The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Twenty-one, 18, 12, 10, 6, and 3, all numbers that are relevant tonight. 21 wins this season for the Lady Dogs. 18 years since the last Clay County District title. 12 consecutive victories over Red Bull and Springs. 10 years since the Black, Purple, and Gold won the state title. 6 years that Matt Walker has led the team, and 6 years it took for Joe Sims to win conference gold. 3 previous attempts by Coach Walker in the district championship game, and 3 seniors on this team that had an average age of 3 months old when the last Lady Dog district title was won. It's time to reclaim the crown here tonight as Clay County takes on the tough Red Bull and Springs team who are just as hungry for the top spot on the podium. This is the District 7A Championship.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show once again in our second broadcast of this Lady Dog postseason. We're here high atop the visiting bleachers of Livingston Academy, home of the District 7A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to paint a proper picture of this big title game tonight. Momentarily, we'll be joined by seven-time district champ head coach Joe Sims. With me now is the visionary responsible for making the Horizon Sports Network possible, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, thank you for that kind introduction. Great atmosphere here in Hog Eye Country already tonight. Livingston Academy, we've got the music playing, teams warming up in front of us. Looking forward to this one. And, you know, this is a title fight between neighboring county rivals. The Lady Dogs, they've got a shot to do something they haven't done in a while. You chronicled it in the opener. Win a district championship, but it's not going to come easy against this Red Bone Springs team.
It's not. If we had the information on them, I would wager as well. Been a long time since Red Bone Springs has a district title of their own.
No doubt about it. You said I might be the visionary behind the Horizon Sports Network, but I don't make it happen. Our sponsors do. They've been with us since the very start of this, and we say it in every broadcast, but I hope they know how important they are to our operation here and getting the word out to Bulldog Nation, especially here in these postseason games.
Oh, so big. We want to cover all of them, and we couldn't do it without them.
And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. Put one out today. My brother and I did. Put it to bed here this afternoon, and it'll be published tomorrow and out in racks. So we hope folks will pick up a copy of that newspaper for coverage of last week's semifinals and then next week's for tonight's game and more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on Title IX in the District 7A tournament.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper that will be out in racks tomorrow afternoon with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The story talked about how the Lady Bulldogs earned an opportunity to play for their first conference tournament championship since 2004 with a 74-39 semifinal win over Gorsville, who had upset Clark Range in the District 7A play-in game. The Tigerettes looked as though they might continue their Cinderella run when they led Clay County early, but the Lady Dogs turned on the gas to claim a 15-point halftime lead. Abby Head scored 14 of her game-high 20 points in the opening two quarters, and Hallie Buford posted all 12 of hers in the first half before Briley Burchett, who also finished with 12, helped put Gordonsville away in the third quarter. Sophomore Bella Ashlock also added 7 points in the second stanza to bolster Clay County's advantage at intermission, while senior Eliza Jenkins put up her 6 in the third, where the Lady Dogs outscored the Tigerettes 16-4. Reserve played the majority of the fourth period, and the Lady Bulldogs cruised into the District 7A championship game tonight with a 33-point victory. Senior Cherokee Upton also had 6, Madison Hayes and Lacey Wicks both added 4, and Zoe Hayes had 3. Clay County really stepped up to the plate, I thought, Daniel, in that semifinal win.
I agree, because that's a solid Gordonsville team. We just saw them lose to Pickett County. A very similar game, tight throughout, about a 12-point final difference. Gordonsville's not a pushover. Clay County played some good basketball. Going to need more of the same tonight.
We sure are. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more about that big win and the Dogs' win in your Dale Hall Horizon this week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Red Bowling Streams for the girls' district title here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. We'll go ahead and take a look at both District 7 and District 8. Starting off with the tournament here, it all started 1 week ago tonight when Gordonsville knocked off Clark Range in the quarterfinals. Then this past Friday saw Gordonsville lose to Clay County, advancing them to the consolation game and advancing Clay County into this title game. And it saw Red Bull and Springs beat Pickett County 51-43, putting Red Bull in here in the title game, Pickett County in the consolation. We just saw that game. Pickett County finishes as the 3 seed in District 7. Gordonsville finishes as the 4 seed. In District 8, the number 1 seed is Joe Burns. The number 2 seed, East Robertson. The number 3 seed, Trousdale County. And the number 4 seed, Merle Hyde. So we will see Red Bowling and Clay County matching up, we know, with either Merle Hyde or Trousdale County girls, one way or the other. And I have no doubt that each of these teams, whether they're district champs or district runner-up out of 7, will advance on past those Region 4 quarterfinals. They will take place this coming Friday night on February the 25th. Those will be satellite games, so Clay County will be at Joe Sims Gym Friday night for a 7 o'clock tip-off in the quarterfinals. Coach, that's one of the first goals as you start off your season. You want to have that region quarterfinal at home. Yeah, finish top two.
You know, usually the only way you can play pretty much a postseason game at home is in the sub-state, but even unless somebody changed it, you know, 15 years ago, I guess, for the first rounds. And yeah, it's a, you usually have a, if you finish one or two, you're a pretty big favorite, and it's usually a good game where you know, everybody gets to play, and sometimes maybe not, but you know, most of the time ours is. And I feel like, you know, however this game comes out tonight, we'll be a great advantage to win that first game.
Just to give a bit of an idea real quickly about the level of competition that we might see in that one, for example, Trousdale County, the 3 seed out of District 8, I saw scores with them in Gordonsville. Of course, Gordonsville's been beaten by Clay County 3 times this year. Gordonsville beat Trousdale by around 40 points.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them this year, but just going by the scores, you know, they're not real strong. And Merle Hyde, of course, they're a private, I think they're a private school in Harrisonville down there. You know, they've never had much of a team. They sometimes had a few pretty good boys teams, but their girls teams never been very strong. But yeah, our district's just head and shoulders above the other one down there right now, I think. And I really think our 3 and 4 team can go on the road and win. You know, I think they can beat East Robertson and Joe Burns both. I think Gordonsville can beat Joe Burns.
I agree. And we hope so. As we mentioned, that would give the option, if the district wanted to move the region tournament for the girls' side back here to Livingston Academy rather than East Robertson. Folks, that's been the Girls 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are winning the war on pests.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Time now for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team controlling the pace of this game. You know, Redbone Springs, they're very methodical in the half court. They'll try to limit Clay County's possessions by holding the ball and slowing the game down like they did to us before and just like they did against Pickett County the other night to pull the upset. So, you know, the Lady Dogs had to come from behind to win both games during the regular season against Red Bull and Springs. So I think they need to use their defensive intensity to kind of get this game going and get the pace going first off. And then secondly, I think I need to rely on the district MVP tonight. Riley Burchett in the paint was the difference in both of those games during the regular season. Coach, I think she's got to be the difference tonight.
Well, you know, if I've got a good post player, everything goes through her, and I really think that's what we'll do tonight. I think if we'll play at the level we've been playing at, I think we're going to be all right. I thought our last game against Gordon, I thought that was one of our better games this year.
Yeah.
I saw the Red Bulling game other night, and they kind of impressed me a little. Was the Fleming girl and that other little guard, they're both pretty good scorers. Those two big girls inside can rebound. They really impressed me with their rebounding. We're going to really have to block them out. And if we get anything offensive rebounds, it'll surprise me kind of because they control the board down there on defense. But I'm kind of like Thomas. I think we need to speed this game up. And if we get a few steals like we did against Gordon, we'll get those 2-on-1s and those easy baskets. That could make a big difference in the outcome of the game.
There you go, folks. That has been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the State Farm Girl starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team tonight on the scoreboard, the Redbone Springs Lady Bulldogs, the 3 seed in District 7, a strong 20-6 record overall in the season, their head coach, Lacey Coulter. Starting four, Red Bull and Springs, a junior number 12, Claire Fleming, a junior number 32, Brianna Thompson, a sophomore number 11, Bailey Massengill, a junior number 34, Gracie West, and a freshman number 20, Chloe Powell. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, 6th season overall, 126 wins to 60 losses. Record this season, 21-4, they are the 1 seed. Starting four, Clay County, a sophomore number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 23, Bradley Burchett. Junior number 10, Abby Head. Senior number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And senior number 30, Zoe Hayes. The State Farm Girls starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is time for District 7A title action here from Livingston Academy. You're going to see Hallie Buford step into tip-off against Brianna Thompson. The officials having a final little word with one another before we get action going here. Coach Walker appearing in his 4th district title game. He is 0-3 at this point. Clay County playing for their first title in 18 years. Last one was in 2004. And we are underway. Hallie Buford controls the tip. Zoe Hayes with it. Comes across the timeline, sets up for this important first possession. Jenkins now out top, inside to Burchett. There it is, spin, shot, good. Coach Walker with the same thoughts of Thomas and Coach Sims. Feed Burchett inside, and Clay County's up 2-9. Red Bullen with the basketball. Fleming out top. Dishes left wing to Massengill. She drives into the paint, picks up the dribble, gives it outside to Powell. Now back to West. Back to Fleming. Hayes all over. Almost comes away with a steal. Ribbling maintains possession. Three-pointer up from right wing. Too strong. No good. Rebound Buford. Halley across the timeline. Sets up. Gives back to Hayes. Coach Walker up early in this one. Sends in the play. 7 minutes on this first quarter clock. 2-0. Clay County advantage. Hayes, three-pointer from right corner. No good. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Burchett.
See a little full court pressure here from Coach Walker to start this one, Daniel, on the baseline out of bounds.
Fleming, a good ball handler. She's going to be tough to stop. She gets across the timeline, misses the running floater, rebound Buford. Halley ahead to Eliza. Eliza inside the Bradley Merchant. Power dribble, baseline shot. No good. They say she traveled.
She probably did. She shuffled her feet a little, I believe, before she got the shot off. I'd rather have been a foul call, but that was probably the right call.
Red Bullen on the inbound after the travel. Massengill with it. She pushes fast across the timeline, gives to Fleming. Now into the hands of Powell, the freshman. She pulls up at left elbow, gives back to Massengill. Her running floater, no good. Abby Hick going to be called for the personal, though. Massengill had a good game the second time these teams met in Salina. The scores this year at Red Bullen, 45-40, Clay County win. I saw a 5-point difference the last time out, 57-45, a 12-point win. So both games have been tight. And as Thomas mentioned, Clay County had the battle from behind in each of those. Madison gives up the line shooting two, and she knocks them both down. So we're tied up, 6:32 mark, first quarter. Hayes with it.
So far, Red Bone Springs playing man on this end.
Both teams playing man.
Riley Burchett one-on-one. That's a definite mismatch against Gracie West.
Straight up, she ought to be able to have a field day.
And a foul called on Gracie West down low. West trying to defend Burchett. So if we get her in foul trouble, she'll really have a field day then. Burchett with it on the inbound. Gets her own rebound after a missed jump shot. Misses the putback, rebound Eliza Jenkins. Eliza going to back it out into the right corner behind the arc and reset things. Circles out top. The veteran senior with it, talking to her teammates. Now she gives off to Zoe Hayes. Hayes with it, shakes and bakes, grabs the right side of the lane, picks up the dribble under the hoop, gives to Burchett. Burchett loses the handle, picks it back up, shot up, no good. But West, Coach Sims, picks up her second personal.
That's good.
Head Coach Lacey Coulter likely going to have to sub for Gracie West, and she does, sends Kennedy Marshall to the scorer's table to check in. Of course, the last time the teams met, Coach Coulter not on hand, assistant coach Lakin Leonard, who is a veteran coach herself.
No, it's not Lakin Leonard.
Oh, is it not?
She's not helping this year.
Okay.
God, who they told me this girl was, but it's not Lakin.
Well, I didn't think it was last time, but somebody told me that, so I believed it.
When we played over there, I didn't think it was, but I couldn't really tell, and of course, I wasn't at the game at Slyon.
Okay.
But I asked somebody about that, and they said, no, Lakin wasn't helping this year.
Burchett, 1-of-1 on the two free throws. Red Bullen answers the call. Claire Fleming from right block.
He actually dumped it off to Brianna Thompson there, Daniel, for two.
I saw that second number was a two. Fleming wears 12. Thompson wears 32. Abby Head, three-pointer left corner, no good. Rebound Massengill, 5:25 mark of this first and opening quarter. Red Bullen leads by one, 4-3.
Wow.
Red Bullen with two more points. Reserve Kennedy Marshall adding the bucket. And Red Bullen has doubled up Clay County, 6-3. Hayes with it out top. Works the head right side. She drives, shot up from right block, good. She led all scorers in the last outing with 20. And adds her first bucket of this contest. Massengill with it. Plays quickly. Running floater. No good. Blocked by Abby Head. Loose ball picked up by Buford. Halley across the timeline. All the way to the hoop. Layup no good. Burchett battles for the rebound. It's Fleming who comes away with it. What a pace they're setting in this one. Fleming into the paint. Kicks over to Thompson. Her shot blocked by Burchett. Red Bullen, though, controls the loose ball. The Red Dog faithful wanted a foul, not to be so. Now Fleming adds the bucket. The Red Bullen student section comes to their feet. Best atmosphere we've seen all year. 8-5, Red Bullion in front. 4:15 mark of this first quarter. Abby Head with it, right wing, looks inside to Burchett, doesn't go that way. Kicks to Buford across court, now back out top to Hayes. Jenkins, inside to Burchett, baseline move, shot up, no good. Rebound by Marshall.
Pretty good shot there.
Yeah. Had a good look at it, just did not fall. Red Bullion back in control. Three-pointer from right wing is good by Chloe Powell. And Coach Walker wants a timeout. Red Bullion Springs hot. 11-5 the score. Clay County trails by 6. 3:46 mark, first quarter.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live from Livingston Academy, 3:46 mark, first quarter. Coach Sims, Red Bullion opening up pretty hot tonight.
Yeah, they are. They're a good start here for them. Maybe we can start getting a few stops and scoring a few ourselves, though.
Only a 6-point game, though. 11-5 early in this one, Thomas. Clay County does trail.
We talked about picking up the pace. It can't get any quicker than it has been so far in this one, Daniel. Totally kind of out of Red Bullion Springs' wheelhouse here, but it's working for them.
Bella Ashok has checked into the contest. Bradley Burchett had it, drove the left side of the lane, wanted to kick it across the paint to Ashok, but she was fouled before she could get the pass off, and they're going to say it was a shooting.
Yeah, shooting foul.
Yeah, a shooting foul. She had left her feet. I do think her intention was to kick to Bella. So Burchett at the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. So Bradley, one of three so far on free throws tonight. She's a solid shooter from that mark, 68% on the season. Has hit 79 of 116, and she hits her second of those, drawing Clay County now back within 5, 11-6, the score. Red Bullion with the basketball. Fleming with it, defended by Hayes. Zoe's doing a nice job so far with Claire Fleming, the first team All-District 7A player. Fleming drives right side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella with it. Hands off to Abby. Head now across the timeline. She's going to slow things down, set things up as the point guard. Coach Walker shouting out instructions. Zoe Hayes right wing. Cross court to Burchett. Three-pointer. Little short. Rebound. Hayes put back by Zoe. Good.
Nice play.
11-8, Clay County trails by 3. 2:40 and ticking, first quarter, District 7A championship. Red Bullion Springs with the basketball. Fleming out top, wants a timeout. So a 30-second timeout taken. We'll just go ahead and stay on air here for a minute. Share a little bit of this series history. So Clay County's won 12 straight against Red Bullion Springs. Going back to 2016, Coach Walker has met them 12 times, has won all of those. First time these teams have met in the district championship game. Coach Sims, just a little side note from your coaching years. You went 7-5 in district title games, and as we mentioned several times, it's tougher sometimes to win a district championship than it is maybe to win a state championship playing here in 7A. You won it 92-97, and then 5 consecutive years, 2000 through 2004. Tough thing to do winning these district titles.
Yes, yeah, especially back in those days. It was, like we've talked about before, I mean, everybody was good just about. You know, we had 3-4 teams in the top 10 in the state about every year.
Very similar to this year. At one time, we had 4 ranked in the top 10. Red Bullion Springs on the inbound coming out of this timeout. 2.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. 11-8 the score. Red Bullion with a 3-point advantage. Fleming out top, defended by Buford, uses a screen, gets separation. Jump shot's good, but a whistle blew before the shot. They count the shot. What was the foul?
It's under the basket, under everything. Well, I guess they called it on the shot. I didn't see anybody touch her.
I didn't either. The screen got her separation. Either way, Fleming at the line. With opportunity to complete the three-point play, she misses the shot. A jump ball called on the rebound.
Well, they got the ball.
It was Hallie Buford tangled up with Brianna Thompson. Possession arrow in favor of Red Bull and Springs. So a chance for a two-possession swing here for Red Bull. And they already lead by five now, 13-8, after the Fleming jump shot. They're working into Massengill in the corner. Back out top to Fleming. She works to the left. Very methodical, uses the screen. Resets out top again. Fleming working against Buford. Hands off to Massengill. Running floater in the paint. Blocked by Burchett. A loose ball picked up by Red Bullen, though, and a foul called, I believe, against Zoe Hayes. Officials conference over the call, and then they tag Hayes with it.
Yeah, that's strange.
Red Bullen on the inbound from the baseline. Fleming in the paint, makes the shot, and she was fouled.
Good enough.
Bucket's good. Buford picks up her second personal. PA announcer says, I didn't have her with any, but I'm sure I missed one. Minute 51 mark, first quarter. Fleming at the line, trying to complete the three-point play, and she does. Red Bull and Springs has doubled up Clay County 16-8 right now. So still a single-digit deficit, but Coach Sims, it feels like a lot right
yeah,
now.
We need to turn the tide here a little. I don't like the way this thing's going.
Minute 45 and ticking, Thomas. First quarter, Clay County just struggling offensively a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And also the play of Claire Fleming. She was held to 7 points in the last contest against Clay County. She's got seven already here in the first quarter, Daniel.
Everything going Red Bowman's way. They steal a Clay County pass. Ashlock had it trying to feed inside to Burchett. It was taken away by Massengill, and then Massengill was fouled on the floor. I'm going to have to do a better job paying attention. I don't know who the Clay County fouler was.
He took Zoe out, so I don't know if she picked up her second or what. But.
Cherokee Upton has checked in for Zoe Hayes. Red Bull with the basketball, minute 20 and ticking, first quarter. The Red Ladies lead 16-8. Fleming in the paint, shot up good. Off the backboard from right block. Fleming up to 9 now. And it's double-digit lead for Red Bull, 18-8. Clay County trailing by 10. Ashlock with it inside, power move good.
Shot.
Bella with her first bucket of the contest. Under a minute to play, opening quarter, District 7A Championship. Red Bull in 18, Clay County 10. The Red Ladies with the basketball. Massengill out top. They work to the hoop to our right. Clay County the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Running floater, no good. Off the hands of Chloe Powell, rebound Jenkins. Clay County now with an opportunity for the last possession if they want to kill about 25 seconds with it here. Upton, right wing, gives to Jenkins. Inside to Ashlock. Power dribble in the paint. They say a foul on the floor. So with 20 seconds left and the clock stop, Clay County to inbound from their own baseline. Off to our left here as we set high atop the visiting bleachers. They work it into Ashlock out top. Bella with it. Drives one-on-one into the paint. Spinning shots good. We used to do that with Jake Ashlock, her brother, and Bella just as good, one-on-one driving the paint. 5 seconds left in the quarter, 18-12. Clay County down by six, Red Bull with the ball, shot no good, buzzer sounds. So a nice little finish to the first quarter, Clay County behind Bella Ashlock's four consecutive points for the team, draw back within six, at the end of one, it's Red Bull in 18. Clay County 12.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in line for the start of the second, Thomas.
Yeah, and it's all about Clara Fleming for Red Bowling Springs, Daniel. She's got 9 here in the first quarter, but Bella Ashlock counters with 4 straight points to close out the first period to get Clay County back within 6.
Clay County with the ball to start the second quarter, trading by 6, as Thomas said, 18-12 the score. Ashlock inside, shot up no good. They say she was fouled by Fleming. Fleming with good sportsmanship helps Ashlock up off the floor.
I can go out there and trip.
Yeah, it's a huge mismatch.
Height's difference on her.
Ashlock hit the line to shoot 2. First one's away and good.
What we're seeing right here, guys, with Gracie West on the bench and the other post player having to move over on Burchard, big mismatch between Bella Ashlock and the other post player.
That's what Coach Sims got done crying.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, to explain to you guys, I sit in the middle, Thomas to my right, Coach Sims to my left, and they can't hear one another a lot of times. But both of these guys noticing that huge mismatch that both of them pointed out. Red Bull with the ball. A 5-second call, no, a foul. I thought Zoe Hayes had a 5-second call, but a foul called instead. It was called on head, not Hayes. Abby's second personal. 7:36 mark, second quarter. Red Bull in 18. Clay County 16. So Clay County here on a 6-0 run, I guess.
I think Bats went to the zone here and see what happens with this.
Well, I know you were not pleased with our defensive effort the first quarter.
We were just giving too much penetration, you know. I mean, every trip. You have to back off playing man or go to the zone. He went to the zone.
Fleming out top. In the other two contests, Red Bowman scoring 40 and 45, so they were held to less than 50 during each of those. They were setting a pace for 72 tonight with that 18-point first quarter. This zone so far has slowed them down. Powell, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound Hayes. Zoe to Eliza. Eliza across the timeline. Bounce pass inside to Burchett. Shot up from right block. They say she traveled. Credit Brianna Thompson with good defense there. Had the feet set. Arms straight up. Burchett just didn't have anywhere to go. And that's a pretty good matchup between Thompson and Burchett in terms of size.
Yeah, Thompson with the length on Burchett for sure, but Burchett with the better moves normally.
6:30 and ticking, second quarter. Powell with it out top for Red Bowling. Gives to Massengill. Massengill left wing in a trap. Gets rid of it. Now in the hands of a reserve in the right corner, that's Josie Green. She gives back off to Fleming. Seems like Claire Fleming has been around a long time, and she has. Fourth-year player, she played in eighth grade. She's a junior now. 6:05 mark, second quarter, three-pointer by Powell. No good. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Jenkins. Eliza just could not get it. It bounced off the left side of the rim and just came off pretty hot. She didn't really have a chance to get possession of it. 18-14, Clay County trailing now by 4. Coach Sims so far, this switch to a zone has slowed down Red Bull.
Yeah, it's working. Hopefully they missed a couple threes.
So a 2-3, is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, straight up 2-3.
Jump shot, the Red Bull and left elbow, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. So Clay County now with a chance, Thomas, to cut this thing to a single possession deficit. 5:48 mark, second quarter, 18-14.
Yeah, fell behind by 10 at the end of that first quarter, Daniel, before Ashlock's back-to-back buckets to close it out. And kind of weathered the storm here, just a four-point game right now.
Burchett with it, baseline, works to the left, back to the right, shot up, good. Those were some of those good moves that you alluded to earlier, Thomas. Burchett went left, went right, had a dribble.
We got scored them 8-0. We went from 18-8
to 18-16. Clay County trailing by 2. 5:15 mark, second quarter. Fleming out top for Red Bull and gives to Massengill. She drives baseline, back to Fleming at left wing. Now Powell out top. They swing to Thompson at right elbow. Back out to Powell. She thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger, goes in the paint, misses her shot. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza doing a nice job pulling down rebounds so far tonight. She crosses the timeline with it, looks inside to Burgett, and a foul called. Thompson a little confused about what she did wrong, and honestly, I am too. Must have been pushing in the back with that down arm. Here are a couple of boos out of the Red Bull and faithful. Zoe Hayes inbounds from left baseline. Foul was on the floor. They work into Ashlock. Now Jenkins at right block. Up to now top. Now Birch at left elbow. Bradley decides not to drive one-on-one. Hands off to Hayes. Massengill with good defense. Close to a five-second call, but Hayes gets rid of it to Ashlock. 4:35 and ticking. Ashlock, what a move from the right baseline. Coach Sims, that's one of the toughest shots there are.
That's great. Good shot. It's a good move.
10-foot fadeaway jumper from right baseline.
And she's tied this ball game, guys. She's got 8 points so far in about 3 minutes of play here, or four, and really playing well, but Fleming answers.
And that's what Bella Ashlock does. In case you are, have just tuned in for postseason coverage, you may not know that Ashlock has missed the majority of the season with a leg injury. And as I say that, she's hit pretty hard, but comes right back up from it. It was a muscle injury she was dealing with, and she returned pretty soon after Christmas in very limited action, but each game she's played a little more and a little more, and has a huge impact on it. Already Clay County in the bonus as they picked up their 7th team foul there, so Red Bowling going to walk down, I said that backwards, Red Bowling in the bonus with Clay County's 7th team foul. So Thompson walks to the other end to shoot the front end of a 1-1 with 3:59 left here in the second quarter. Misses the shot. Jenkins with the rebound. Red Bowling's leading by 2, 20-18. Clay County back with the ball. I guess Burchett was called for that foul a minute ago.
Yeah, she was.
So Bradley has her first. Clay County back possession of the ball. Upton with it. Drives to the right side. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Zoe Hayes. A steal by Massengill. She's on the floor with it. Gives to Fleming. Claire Fleming loses the handle. Jenkins knocked it away from her. She gets it back. Fires the three and knocks it down. Coach Walker has seen it up. He's hot. Who also is hot is Red Bowling Springs with that big triple from Claire Fleming. They now lead by 5, 23-18, 3:26 mark, second quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the District 7A Girls Championship, where Red Bone Springs leads Clay County 23-18, 3:26 to go here before halftime, and Claire Fleming has already got 14 points, Daniel.
What an impact she's making. Burchett inside, shot up, good. Bradley Burchett starting to build quite the resume here tonight as well, starting to rack up some points. 23-20, Clay County trails by 3. Red Bowling with the lead and the basketball. Powell with it out top. Fleming now at right wing. She's going to reset things. So, coaches, we've talked about a lot, other than guards driving into the paint, we don't see that traditional post play necessarily out of Red Bullen offensively.
No, they don't hardly ever throw it to the post. They got those two big girls, but like I said earlier, they're rebounders and defenders. That's pretty much what they do.
Massengill misses the three-pointer. Ashlock the rebound, plays it quickly, passes ahead to Abby Head. Abby misses the baseline jump shot, rebound Powell. The freshman is a great player for head coach Lacey Coulter. She loses the handle, though.
That's a good call. Ready to call a foul on us.
And it's going to be Clay County basketball after Powell loses it out of bounds. On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Abby Head, Bella Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, and Bradley Burchett. They work into Zoe. Zoe with it out top. Massengill with the steal. Kicks across to Powell. Powell into the paint, working against Abby Head. Head blocks her shot. And now it's going back away by Clark Fleming, but a whistle blows somewhere in the chaos.
Yeah, it's a little late.
And they're calling Abby Head for a foul on the box shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was late. Yeah, now, of course, it was loud in here. He may have brought it before.
Over in this corner over here when he called it. If he's going to call it, he should have done it about 2 seconds quicker.
Pallet line shooting two, misses the first. Madison Hayes checks in for the first time tonight, along with Eliza Jenkins, who comes back out. Setting down are Abby Head and Zoe Hayes.
We've got a big lineup out there. We've got three post players.
Ashlock, Hayes, and Birch at all three, and this is something I like seeing against this Red Bull team. Hopefully it'll work out. Powell hits the second free throw, putting Red Bull Springs back in front by two possessions, 24-20. Inside move to Buford. Buford in the paint. They say she travels. Good student section from each of these schools tonight, cheering on their girls' teams in this District 7A title game. Official timeout on the floor for something. Madison Hayes goes back out, so a short-lived time for her. Coming back into the contest is Zoe Hayes. So on the floor for Clay County, Hayes, Jenkins, Buford, Burchett, and Ashlock. Red Bull with the basketball. Minute 53 and ticking, second quarter. Massengill out top, works to the left. And a foul called against Clay County, believe it or not. Jenkins picks up her first personal. That's the 19th foul against Clay County here in this first half of play. So it's sophomore reserve Kennedy Marshall at the line, shooting the front end of a 1-1. Misses it. Bella with the rebound. So since falling down 18-8, Clay County's had a nice run. I guess Red Bulls had six during that time period. We've had 12. So we basically doubled them up since that point in time. Ashlock inside, misses the shot. Through contact, no whistles blow, though. Red Bull with the rebound. Fleming with it, gives to Powell. Three-pointer, it looks good. It is not good, though, fortunately. Rebound Buford. Hallie with it. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. Passes ahead to Eliza Jenkins. She goes baseline and a reach-in foul call. We've not seen Gracie West for some time now. She picked up two fouls early and has not returned, I don't believe. So around 7 to 8 girls that Coach told her is comfortable playing, it looks like, Coach.
Yeah, about 7, I think.
So about typical Class A depth for a basketball team.
Yeah.
Coach Walker probably a little deeper than some teams.
Yeah, he can play 8 or 9.
Jenkins at the line. Hit the first one, Thomas. She is shooting the front end of a 1-1, so she earns the right to shoot the second. Misses it. Madison Hayes, who's come back in, gets the rebound, though. A big rebound for the sophomore. A nice time to have a second possession. Minute 5 and ticking. Clay County trails by 3, 24-21. Ashlock with it. Inside to Hayes. Hayes, power move, shot up, no good. Rebound by Thompson. Also on the floor for Clay County is Izzy Hale.
We got four posts out there now.
Hale, Hayes, Burchett, and Ashlock, the four posts coach refers to. And we see Ashlock stepping outside playing the guard spot along with Eliza Jenkins. 45 seconds and ticking. Second quarter, Red Bull Springs with the ball and a three-point lead, 24-21. It's been a great contest so far. You're just a random basketball fan. You're enjoying this one. Jump shot missed by Massengill. Rebound, Izzy Hale. Hale gives off to Jenkins. Eliza going to slowly walk it down. She runs the point right now, Coach.
Yeah.
Joined by Hale, Ashlock, Burchett, and Hayes. Madison Hayes, that is. 15 seconds and ticking. Now Izzy Hale out top. Gives to Hayes. Inside to Burchett. Dribbles to the left. Shot up. Ooh, did not go in. Hayes, a rebound and a putback. No good. Loose ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Red Bull and Springs.
Had a good shot there. I thought that one Brady threw up was going to go.
3.8 seconds left. Zoe Hayes and Hallie Buford check back in. Izzy Hale and Madison Hayes check out. They did a nice job while they were in. Hayes inbound, 3.8 seconds. Works into Ashlock. Shot up from the floor. Good. Buzzer's going to sound. A nice finish to this second quarter. And that jump shot by Bella from about 6 feet in the middle of the lane draws Clay County back within one. Your halftime score in the District 7A girls title game, Red Bull and Springs 24, Clay County 23.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here for the Girls District 7A Championship, where Clay County trails Red Bull and Springs 24-23 here at halftime. Red Bull came out hot and built a 10-point lead. It was 18-8 with a minute to go in the first quarter before Bella Ashlock scored the last two buckets of the first quarter and 8 points of a 10-0 run for Clay County that tied the game at 18 midway through the second stanza, and then it was back and forth from there. Ashlock finished half with 10 total points. She scored the last bucket to get Clay County within one. Riley Burchett has 8 here at halftime. Zoe Hayes 2, Eliza Jenkins 1, and Abby Head 2 for Clay County. For Red Bull and Springs, Claire Fleming is leading the way with 14 points at the break. Bailey Masgill has 2. Chloe Powell has 4, Rihanna Thompson 2, and Kennedy Marshall 2 here at halftime. Again, Clay County trails 24-23 here in the District 7A Girls Championship game. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any.
Back here live on the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing by one, as Thomas just told you about before the break, 24-23 here in the District 7A Girls Championship game. Clay County has played for three of these under Coach Walker in recent years, have not been able to capture one. 2004, the last time that Clay County's ladies won a district title. Tomorrow night, the boys go after their eighth district title in 10 years. We'll talk more about that later, perhaps. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So last night I declared two winners. We had Hannah Bowles and Rob Weir, going to grant both of those a certificate and a sticker from Subway, so they are ineligible tonight. So if you're anybody besides Rob Weir or Hannah Bowles, feel free to fire in the answers. Here's tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 2002, head coach Joe Sims won his fifth overall and third straight district championship with a close 69-66 win over Clark Range. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Holly Wright Robbins led the way offensively with 26 points. Here's the question. What two Lady Dogs worked hard to get Wright the ball, each tallying five or more assists in the effort? One of these ladies had six assists, the other one had five. So in 2002's district championship win over Clark Range, what two Lady Dogs led the way in assists? If you think you know the answer, send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. I'll give you one little hint. You probably already know this. They're guards. These were both guards, as most of the time they would be. Two of the best that played for Coach Sims, and Coach Sims may not even know the answer.
I don't even know that. I get out of four. It'd be two of those four, but I don't know. I think I could get one of them for sure, and I think I might get both of them, but I could be wrong.
Just a strong group of players, you know, and that was a time that I was off in college, so honestly, I knew the things that were going on. I knew y'all were state runner-ups that year, and the success that was had during the early 2000s, but didn't see a lot of those games, and that's to my own fault because I missed a lot of great basketball those 4 years.
That was an overtime game. We were behind. Clark Grange was holding the ball, and we actually took it away from them and tied it up to get into overtime and then won it in overtime.
So we've had one response coming in from Libby Morris, who would have been in school around that time. It was a great guess. She guesses Deanna Donaldson and Megan Hamilton. She's half right. Megan Hamilton Smith had 5 assists in that ball game. Deanna, a great guess. She was not that night the other assist leader. Another Lady Dog had 6 assists to go along with Megan Hamilton Smith's 5. So still looking for the second half of that Subway Trivia Challenge guess. Libby, if I were you, keep guessing. A couple more good names out there, so you've already got one of them out of the way. All right, here we go. Team switch into the floor. Red Bull and Springs working at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Clay County going to work at the hoop to our right. Red Bull with the ball to start off this quarter. 24-23. Clay County had a big second quarter, really cut back into the deficit that Red Bull and Bill Curtis. Powell with it, right side, gives to Massengill, now Fleming out top.
See Coach Walker trapping a little bit out of this zone when the ball goes to the corner, Daniel.
On the floor for Clay County, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashoff, Riley Burchett, and Eliza Jenkins. Red Bull and being patient, looking for a good shot. No reason to hurry if you're them. They do lead by 1. Now, the fast pace of the first quarter actually played in the favor of Red Bull and Springs, so I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to play a little quicker. We have a correct guess coming from Libby. I'm glad Libby got it. Also, a guess came in from Miss Melissa White, and it was a great one. She went with Megan Hamilton and Mallory Walker. Of course, Mallory, a junior on that team, alongside Deanna Donaldson, who was also a guest, so Mallory and Deanna were not correct. It was another guard, the senior, Melanie Plumley-Likens, who had 6 assists in that one. So
she would have been a possibility. I know.
Libby.
Actually, Melanie and Deanna started. Megan and Mallory kind of rotated starting, but they all played about the same minutes. And like I said, it was an overtime game, so they got extra possessions that night.
Bella Ashlock puts Clay County back in front with a bucket from left block. 25-24, so congratulations to Libby Morris as she gets it correct tonight. The Subway Trivia Challenge question brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. We appreciate them. 6-minute mark of this third quarter. Been slow so far. 1 bucket scored by either squad, and that was Bella Ashlock, who had the bucket moments ago, putting Clay County back in front by 1, 25-24. Now a timeout going to be taken by head coach Lacey Coulter. We'll take our first break of this second half. Clay County leading by 1, 25-24 sides.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship game. Bella Ashlock just scored the only points of this second half and gave Clay County a lead that they haven't had since early in this ballgame, Daniel. It's 25-24. Black and gold, Lady Bulldogs.
Feels nice to be back out in front. Red Bull trying to make that just a momentary thing, though. Fleming with it out top. Now Powell, left wing. She drives to the left. Defended by Hayes. Now in a trap. Gets back out of it. Gives back to Massengill. Looks like, I guess, so it's still a, we're running zone. Sometimes looks like a 3-2, sometimes a 2-3, depending on where the ball's at.
It's a 2-3.
Three-pointer taken by Fleming, no good. A nice rebound by Thompson inside, and a foul's going to be called. I think Zoe Hayes going to be credited.
No. The two front girls are matched up on the wing and a point, and then if they skip it over there, the blocker has to step out, and it kind of looks like a 3-2 then, but it's just a 2-3.
Brownie Burchett picks up the personal. I believe her second. Red one on the inbound. Massengill, three-pointer, no good.
We need to get some rebounds.
Powell with the rebound. Has it in the right corner. Kicks it back to Fleming out top. 25-24 the score. 4:58 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County does lead by one. As Thomas mentioned, first time they've led in a long time in this ballgame. Clay County, since switching to this zone at the start of the second quarter, has held Red Bullen to 6 points.
Yeah.
Essentially. A steal here. Buford with it. Now Hayes. Now Ashcroft. Now Jenkins. Clay County across the timeline. Eliza going to slow it down. Hand off to Zoe. So much easier to communicate during the second half when your offense is right in front of you on the bench, isn't it?
Yeah, a whole lot.
Coach Walker there right in the ear of his point guard. They go to Buford inside. Jenkins gets it now. She circles back out top and resets. Hayes, three-pointer right side. Shot in. Got it. Zoe Hayes with her first three-pointer. Thomas, am I right that that's the first Clay County three-pointer of the contest?
Yes, for the entire game, Daniel. And we've seen the senior Zoe Hayes do it time after time. She doesn't shoot a lot of them, doesn't make a lot of them, but she makes some big ones, guys, and that was a big shot.
You know, I don't think Buford scored tonight. That's, you know, she's been one of our big scorers lately. I'm kind of waiting for her to kind of get in the game offensively. She's played really good defensively.
You know, Abby Head as well being quite offensively tonight.
She's not played any this quarter. She got foul trouble?
Coach, I show her with two, so she could easily have three. I might have missed one. A three-pointer now for Red Morgan. Misses everything. Kept alive by Thompson. She steps out of bounds, though. Thomas, you mentioned Zoe Hayes on the season. She's hit 31 of 92 three-pointers, good for 34%. And honestly, if you looked at the last month of the season, it's even higher than that.
34% is not bad.
It's not. 3:15 and ticking. Clay County back in possession after the air bomb of Red Bull Springs and a foul call down low. Clay County going to work it in from the baseline beneath their hoop off to our right. 28-24, so I'm going to call it a commanding 4-point lead for Clay County because it's their biggest lead of the night, if I'm not mistaken. 3:10 and ticking. Third quarter. Burchett on the inbound. Shot up from left block. No good. Got her on rebound. The putback. Good. The District 7A girls MVP showing what she's all about tonight. This one, Thomas, she's in the double figures.
Yeah, she's got 10 right now. Daniel's framing kind of forces the issue. Throws one up, but it's no good. And rebound, Clay County, Bella Islop.
An important time here in the contest. Clay County up by 6 and a chance to go up by more. Hayes with it out top. 2:35 and ticking. Now to Ashcroft. She wants to drive against Thompson. Gets to the rack. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled. Bella going to go to the line to shoot. She's 2 of 2, I believe, on the night from free throw coming into the night due to her limited use this season. She hit 7 of 11.
There's something going on with Abby. She either got bad fouls or she's hurt or something. He's bringing Cherokee in. I think Abby would be playing if she could. She's been playing too good to be sitting this long.
We do see her on the bench over there next to assistant coach Andrew Meadows. As Ashok hits the first. Clay County up by 7 now. Second one's away. Good. 2:33 mark, third quarter. Clay County, biggest lead of the night.
They haven't scored a score, have they?
No, I don't think so. It's 24-23 at the half, and they're still 24. And if you go back, I mean, first quarter they had 18, right?
That's right.
So going on, almost two full quarters of play with Red Bull and Springs, only 6 points on the board. They have 24 right now to Clay County's 32. Powell with it out top. Works to the left. Pass knocked away by Jenkins. Hayes comes up with the loose ball. Passes across to Buford. She gives to Burchett. Now back to Zoe. Now back to Eliza. The senior guard going to come across the timeline. Dish off to her classmate Hayes. Zoe kicks to Buford. Buford going to drive to the elbow. Kicks it back out to Upton. Now Jenkins. Now Burchett baseline. Give and go to Hayes. Shot up. No good. But she was fouled by Powell. So Zoe Hayes going to go to the line. And Clay County's starting to flex their muscle. All the teammates on the bench on their feet, Coach Sims, and it's feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, what's brought this on? We took penetration away, you know, start of the second quarter. They ain't got a I don't think they've hit a layup since then, have they?
They have not.
Not only hit the first quarter, that we fouled them, we hit foul shots.
Hayes good on the first free throw, putting Clay County up by nine. Seconds away. Good. 10 points the difference. Clay County 34, Red Bull in 24. Massengill with it out top for the Red Ladies. Now Fleming at right wing. Works against Upton. On the floor for Clay County, Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Bradley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Whistles blow now.
Big call.
Clock hadn't started there, I think, after that,
what was
Daniel.
It?
Clock wasn't running. They're running some time off right now.
I was wondering what the holdup was. I didn't see anybody do anything.
They still straighten it out. My son, Fletcher Strong, just came up to the to our broadcast table, and he said, how many does Bradley have, which is kind of unusual for him. He's usually off running around, but I told him on the way over here, Bradley was 18 points shy of 1,000 on her career. So she's 8 points shy. She got 10.
She does.
So she's 8 points shy of 1,000. Hopefully she'll get it down the stretch in this one tonight. Been a great scorer. His average just a little over 300 each year. And freshman year and sophomore year. And she's already over 300 this year. So, a great Lady Bulldog. Red Bull now back under action after they straightened out the time issue.
We got the ball back. Jump ball.
Minute 20 left on this third quarter. Clay County going to take back over. Coach, what did they call right then?
Call a jump ball. We had the arrow.
Minute 15 and ticking. Clay County leading by 10, 34-24. Black, purple, and gold ladies in no hurry right now. Ashlock out top. Now Buford. Now the Hayes. Now Jenkins inside. Kicks the Burchett. She drives to left long. Spins, shoots, scores. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Clay County trying to win their first District 7A title in 18 years.
Well, they may get a point off this. They hadn't scored this quarter yet.
Fleming going to the line to shoot two. Bella Ashlock called for the foul as she blocked the shot.
Yeah, that's probably a clean block. Yeah, she's on the board.
Free throw was good by Fleming. I don't have their numbers, but she's one of those 85-90% free throw shooters probably.
She is, and that's the first points for Red Bull and Springs in this quarter, guys.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd shut them out in the quarter, but maybe we'll hold it for the last shot here.
She hits them both. Clay County on the inbound across the timeline, 35 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Jenkins with it out top. Kicks over to Burchett, down to 30 seconds. Clay County just trying to take the air out of things here. Now Hayes with it. Back to Burchett. 15 seconds. I'd like to see Bradley drive one-on-one against Thompson here to finish the quarter.
It's nice when you bring your best post player out and she did the ball handling because she's got somebody matched on her and probably can't guard her out in the floor.
Down to 5 seconds. Buford with it. Tries to pass inside to Ashlock. The pass too wide. Bella never could get to it. An errant pass. Goes out of bounds, so Red Bull takes back over with 2.5 seconds left here in the quarter. Clay County leading 36-26. Fleming on them out. Clock never starts. They blow it dead. Going to try it again here. Now, sometimes in the clock keeper's defense, sometimes those controls can be a little finicky.
Yeah, they can. Somebody over here, we at least have a terrible time getting it started and stopped on time and... I hadn't noticed it too much this year, though. They must have a new clock.
2.5 seconds back on the clock. Red Bull in the inbound off to our right. They have to go the length of the court here at the end of the third. They work into Fleming. Here she comes. Desperation three. I don't even think it got off in time. She misses it either way. Third quarter ends. Clay County had a huge run to give them a 10-point lead. 36-26. 8 minutes left.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
After Clay County outscored Rutherford Bowling Springs 13-2 in the third period, they lead by 10, 36-26, headed into the final 8 minutes of the girls' District 7A championship. Riley Burchett's got a cool dozen, 12 points. Bella Ashlock, 14 for Clay County, and Claire Fleming leads the way for Red Bowling Springs with 16.
Powell opens up hot with a three-pointer for Red Bull, and that changes everything.
Yeah, it does.
Back to a seven-point contest, 36-29.
Well, Abby's back on the floor. She must have been in foul trouble.
I guess. She must have had three, and I didn't know it. 7:34 and ticking. Burchett with it. Kicks to Abby Head. Abby out top. Dribbles to right wing inside the Burchett. Dribbles in the paint. Gives to Bella. Shot up. Did not fall. Rebound. Fleming.
That's a good shot.
Yes, it was. A nice little play. Just did not fall. Fleming with it. Back to Powell. She's got the hot hand. Airballs this one, though. Rebound Thompson. She kicks it out to Massengill. Back to Powell out top. Now Fleming right wing, defended by Jenkins. Clay County continues to play this zone that's worked so well since the start of the second quarter. Fleming back to Powell. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Red Bowling. Three chances here. Massengill. Back to Fleming. Back to Powell at right wing. The freshman in trouble. Gives to Thompson. Now Fleming. Now Massengill, left wing. Back to Fleming. She fires a three. No good. Hits the top of the backboard.
Anyway,
they blow it dead. 6:37 mark. Coach very lucky there are three possessions for Red Bull and no points.
Need to give them three possessions every trip.
36-29. Clay County leads. As we mentioned in the opener, these three Clay County seniors, about 3 months old on average, the last time that the district tournament was won by Clay County. They try to do it tonight for the first time in their lifetimes, the rest of them anyway. Burchett inside, shot up, no good. She's fouled though, rally going to the line. You know, we've talked about that a lot as we broadcast football, Coach Sims, as far as you know, maybe the players trying to do something for the first time in their lives, but, you know, these young ladies, they don't remember a district title team.
No.
And so this is going to be big if Clay County can build on this 7-point lead.
The other day when we had our 10-year thing, we was all in the cafeteria, and I was talking to my team and their team, and I said, you know, when we won the state, y'all were just like 5, 6, and 7 years old. Y'all don't even remember it.
That's right. That's a great point.
Let alone the last time we won the district.
Powell, three-pointer. Good. Thomas, update us on Burch's free throws.
You missed both of them, Daniel.
Missed them both. Powell comes down. Hits a big three-pointer. We've got a four-point contest. 6:06 mark. Fourth quarter, District 7A title game. Clay County leads by 4, but Red Bowling's threatening.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
After leading by 10, Clay County's lead's been cut to 4 here, Daniel, with back-to-back threes by Redbone Springs, Chloe Powell. It's 36-32, 6 minutes to go.
Here we go. Clay County with the basketball. They work left to right from her vantage point. Abby Head with it out top. Kicks to Bella Ashlock, right wing. Now Jenkins, now inside the merchant. Power move, spins left, shot up, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. It goes out of her fingertips, though. There was a lot of contact. It's not like Bella just didn't control the ball.
Well, we got a good shot.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want your District 7A MVP with it on the inside. Just did not fall that time for Bradley. 5:35 and ticking. Claire Fleming into the paint. Her shot no good. Rebound Burchett. Bradley with it. Going to come down the floor herself. Looking for a guard. Now a handoff to. Changes her mind. Going to run the offense is Bradley. Isolates against Thompson. I kind of like this. I'd like to see it spread out and see her go. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Ashlock inside to Buford. Hattie in the paint. Shot good.
First basket she's made, I believe, was big.
Buford's first bucket of the night, and it couldn't come in a better time, guys.
6 points the lead now for Clay County, 38-32, 5 minutes left. Fleming out top. Two teams that are hungry for a district championship. Fleming, the junior, drives the right side of the lane, misses the shot. Good defense by Bella Ashlock. Jenkins comes up with the rebound. The Clay County bench comes to their feet. Abby Head out top, going to slow things down. Six-year head coach Matt Walker trying to win his first district title. He's up talking to the girls. Head inside, running floater. Good!
Yeah.
She created space by dribbling at the top of the key behind the back.
That might be the first shot she's made tonight.
Second bucket.
Second
one. So you've got Head and Buford, who a lot of times are the offensive leaders, right, with only 6 points between them.
Yeah.
Ashlock, though, Hayes, and others, Burchett namely, have been taking care of it. A missed three-pointer by Powell. Rebound, Abby Head. She tries to go to Burchett, and Burchett's foul. Gracie West picks up, I believe, her third, maybe fourth foul. Fourth personal for West. Clay County to inbound from the baseline off to our left. A full court in front of them. Full court man pressure going to be used, it looks like, by Red Bullen. We safely get it into Abby Head. Abby across the timeline working against Powell. Sets up out top now. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Clay County leading by 8, 40-32. They dish to Head. She drives right side. Layup, no good. Rebound Buford. Buford in the paint. Lots of contact. They call a foul.
Good.
Foul called on the floor. And that looks like the sixth team foul against Red Bowman. Or is that 8?
Oh, 2 shots?
It's 6.
Shooting 2.
Get in there. Yeah.
First one's away and good. So Clay County with 2 team fouls in this second half. Red Bowman with 6.
Yeah, we're in 1-1 from now on. That's pretty big.
Sure is. Second free throw's away, no good. So 41-32 the score. Red Bowen on the rebound and a foul call. Perhaps the officials noticed that Red Bowen leading in team fouls here. They try to even it up a little. Red Bowen inbounds. Clay County up by 9 now. Thomas, a few minutes ago, this was a 4-point game. What changed things?
Clay County went man defense, got a little pressure going. Created a couple turnovers and scored in transition and then got a putback there by Buford also.
A steal on the defensive end gives Clay County back the basketball. Once again, in no hurry, 3:20 and ticking, fourth quarter. 9 points the lead. A bad pass. Goes amiss. A scrum for the ball.
That's a good hustle by Bradley.
It was a great hustle. Bradley got possession, but she slid across the floor and they call a travel. The Clay County faithful who they came out in full force over here in Livingston. I did not like the call. They'd like to have seen a foul call. Full timeout taken by head coach Lacey Coulter of Red Bull and Springs. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the District 7A Girls Championship. Clay County leads by 9, 41-32.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live out of this timeout, Red Bull with the basketball. Marshall with it, drives inside, kicks back out the pass. She drives, kicks back out to Marshall. She fires a three-pointer left wing. Ooh, in and out, no good. Rebound Thompson, and a foul called on Burchett. I tend to agree with that one. Be hard not to call it.
All right, they're not 1-1 yet.
Riley just desperately trying to get the ball. She was out of position, though. And I think that's her fourth. No, just her third. Good. That's what I showed, but a lot of times I'm wrong on foul count. Red Bull into inbound off to our left from the baseline. Officials are conferencing, though, about something. 2:41 mark for fourth quarter. Clay County up by 9, 41-32. One official has gone to the scores table. I believe something about the clock again, perhaps. Here we go. Back to action. Massengill on the inbound. Gives back to Fleming. She's defended by Buford. Fleming drives inside, loses the handle. Zoe Hayes comes up with a loose spot. One-on-one into the front court. She decides not to push the issue. Pretty wisely there. Circles back out.
Yeah, you don't need to be.
Oh, a steal. Fleming with it. Open layup. And it's good. Back to a 7-point game. 2.5 minutes left in this contest. Jenkins with it. Gives to Buford. Halley across the timeline. Burchett with it. Baseline. Now Ashlog. Now Hayes in the paint. Shot up. No good. Jump ball called on the rebound. Possession arrow favors Clay County.
Yeah, that's
good. 2:18 mark. Clay County up by 7. 41-34. So, Coach, offensively, are you aggressive at this point?
I'm not. I'm running clock.
Make them come foul you?
Yeah. We got a 7-point lead. I mean, we can throw it away at time if they should be all right.
I believe we have the ball handlers to do it.
Right.
Oh, perhaps not. There's that foul.
Yeah. You got to be smart. I mean,
kind of a high pass that gave Powell time almost to step in there. She got enough of the body, though. Knocks Hayes to the floor. Front end of a 1-1.
Is that Zoe?
Yeah. Hayes at the line.
She can make it.
Free throws away. Misses off the front of the rim. Hayes only a 58% free throw shooter on the season. Red Bowen with the rebound and the ball. Powell, three-pointer right way. No good. Nice rebound, Zoe Hayes. Great hustle. The senior point guard with it. Gives off to Burchett. Now back to Hayes. Minute 45 and ticking. Clay County up by 7. Jenkins with it. Now Zoe. Now Buford. Back out top now to Zoe Hayes. Minute 35 and ticking. Clay County up by 7. Red Bull going to have to foul at some point, and I'd make them waste every second until they decide.
Need to get in there, dribble and hand off, whatever they call their delay game.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Burchett had it out top, was getting close perhaps to a 5 count, so before that takes place, he calls the timeout. A full timeout taken. We're going to play one ad, come back here. Minute 23 left in the fourth. Clay County leads by 7.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, didn't want to miss any action. Minute 23 left, Thomas in it, 41-34. We know Clay County is going to chew time. Probably going to get it in the hands of somebody like Riley Birch and maybe send her to the foul line.
Yeah, she or Abby Head are probably the best two free throw shooters we've got on this team. So that's where you want it, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, sure. You want the ball in your best free throw shooter's hands in this situation.
On the floor for Clay County, we see Abby Head, Bella Ashok, Hallie Buford, Zoe Hayes, and Riley Burgess.
You know, they scored 18 the first quarter. They scored 16 the last almost three quarters.
Great defensive effort. Inbounded to Buford. She has it underneath. It was a great inbound play. And a foul, going to be an open look at a layup if Buford wanted it, if the foul hadn't have occurred. So Hallie Buford at the line. I'm not even going to share her numbers on the season from that mark. Don't want to jinx anything. It's away and good. Minute 21 left in this contest. A big free throw right there puts Clay County back in front by 8 points, 42-34. Buford, the sophomore, releases the second. It's also good. Now I'll share her numbers. She had hit 63 of 83 coming into the night. Good enough for 76%. And she added those. A three-pointer from Asingill, though.
We lose somebody like you.
Drawing this thing back to a six-point contest, 43-37. Two possessions, the difference. 1 minute left exactly. District 7A championship. Clay County trying to hang on and win for the first time in 18 years. Buford with it.
Got foul.
And they are going to call a foul. I was afraid maybe she oversold it a little and they weren't going to call it. Sometimes the officials don't like that. But the foul was called. 57.2 seconds left in regulation. Clay County up by 6, 43-37. Buford in the line. Hits it.
Oh.
These Livingston Academy rims, Coach, they've got a lot of play to them.
Yeah, I thought he was
going to
roll out,
but
it rolled in.
Came up, paused on the surface of the rim and fell in. This one hits nothing but the bottom.
We need to match up here in transition, not give them open three.
Clay County up by 8, 45-37. 50 seconds left. Fleming inside. Misses the shot. It's actually Powell on the running layup. No good. Rebound Abby Head. Head with it. Wanted to play quickly. Slows it down, though, and she's fouled. No doubt about that one. Foul goes against Rhiannon Hicks, the senior reserve for Red Bullen. And what a contest this has been so far. Not over yet. 40.2 seconds left. Clay County, if they're good on these free throws of late, they can put it on ice, though. 45-37 currently. Abby hit at the line. It's good. It's going to be two regardless because it's double bonus now. Red Bullen with 10 team fouls showing on the board. Clay County only 4 fouls in this second half. Free throw puts the Lady Dogs up by 9. Make it 10 as Abby Head cooling the other side of the pillar there. Hits them both. 10 points the lead. Fleming inside. No, she needs points. She gets them. 2 points from right block for junior Claire Fleming. 25 seconds and ticking. 8 points the lead. Red Bullen may be conceding this thing. Clay County with it in the front court. Abby Head out top. 18 seconds left. Clay County, after a long 18 years, are going to be the champions of the district. They were the number one seed coming in. They're the number one seed coming out. A standing applause by the black, purple, and gold faithful across the way, and this one is final. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, a hard-fought win, 47-39. Just a lot of emotion out of these players in this crowd. Now they're starting to shake it up. We're going to play a few ads, come right back, and do the Eco Panels Lady Dog wrap-up here on the Farm Bureau post-game show. We'll also be announcing the all-tournament team that they're about to hand out here at Livingston Academy. One more time, folks. Final score, Clay County 47, Red Bull and 39. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs are the District 7A champs.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County Ladies are District 7A champions, and they're 22-4 now on the season with their win tonight, 47-39. We're going to go ahead and do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, Coach, you talked about it. This Clay County team has become a resilient bunch. They know how to respond when they need to, and to me, that was the story of this game. They got down 10 early in the first quarter, responded, tied the game up at one point, only trailed by one at halftime, and then they turned it on in the third quarter to kind of put this one away. And one more time, Red Bulling cut it to 4 with about 6 minutes to play, but they responded again. And
right.
And like you say, they've really grown, and that showed here as they win the title tonight.
I think they've grown a lot. You know, That comes from being kind of tough mentally. You know, well, they had to adjust the way they played the game. They started out playing man, and they was just getting eat up off the dribble. You know, second quarter, we come out and play the 2-3 zone, played it till 2-3 minutes ago in the game. You know, we probably need to go back to man then, but did a real good job, you know, took the penetration away and took the threes away for the most part. And they finally hit one there in the third quarter maybe or fourth quarter sometime, but, you know, stepped it up offensively, outscored them. They had 10-0 one point there, and then the third quarter, I think, 13-2 or 13-3. You know, they didn't even score until like 40 seconds to go. But then I guess, you know, it's one of the good things, you know, our leading scorers most nights didn't really score that much tonight. Right. Abby and Hallie are usually, you know, 1 or 2 or 2 or 3 with Riley. Well, Riley had a good game, but, you know, Bella played more tonight than she has any game by far. Now, I don't know what kind of shape she'll be in tomorrow, but she probably played close to three quarters. And, you know, without her, I don't know if we win the game or not.
I agree.
She played really good, made some shots, and, you know,
no doubt. We knew that we kind of knew Clay County could dominate inside, and we thought it would be Riley Burchett, who she had a good game, but it ended up being Bella Ashlaw because of that mismatch you pointed out.
You know, they didn't keep that lineup out there long, but I kind of like that big lineup that Matt put out there. He got real boy some matchup problems big time. You know, he had four posts out there at one time. He had three, and then he put Hill in and had four, and, you know, some of those girls were small. You know, we didn't really take advantage of it that much, but it made them think about it, I guarantee you.
I liked it, too.
Yeah, and you talk about the defensive adjustment going to that zone was key, because early on when Redbone Springs kind of slicing and dicing us, you know, we had Claire Fleming had 14 points in the first half.
Right.
Well, and it was all on penetration pretty much, Coach.
That's her game. You know, penetrate, get fouled, penetrate, hit the layup. You know, her number left, whatever her name is, they're both. That's what they do, you know. And if you can control them, I saw the first time we played them, they're the only two really legitimate scorers Redbone's got. And if you control them, you're probably going to beat them.
And that's what happened for Clay County in the second half. They controlled them. Fleming led the way, actually led all scorers in this game. She had 20 points for Redbone Springs. Bailey Massengill finished with 5. Chloe Powell had 10 for Redbone, and Brianna Thompson 2, and Kennedy Marshall 2. For Clay County, Hallie Buford and Abby Head, you're right, they didn't score much, but their points came when it mattered.
Yeah, they
came late in the fourth quarter. And they were almost perfect from the free throw line, so they made an impact too, even though they didn't score a whole lot of points, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just play, you know, points don't come. You know, so, well, somebody else is getting them, that's fine. I think this bunch is fine with that. You know, they don't really care who scores as long as they win.
Yeah, we've had, you know, there's been at least, I'm going to say six girls, different girls that's probably been leading scores throughout this season.
You know, I don't know if Eliza scored or not tonight, but I really like the way she played. She handled the ball a lot, you know, didn't turn it over, and, you know, did her job.
Yeah.
Yes.
She had one free throw tonight, but like you say, it's not all about points, Coach.
Right.
Zoe Hayes, 7 points here tonight, made one huge three. I thought she was key early. Garden Fleming really played well as a senior. Riley Burchett finished with 12 tonight. Bella Ashlock led the Lady Dogs with 14 points.
Oh, really?
She came in, had a huge second quarter, and played really well tonight. And like you said, Coach, she was the difference for Clay County tonight.
I would have thought Brady probably had more points than that, but she did all right, though. You know, as long as we win and everybody gets, you know, recognition for winning, that's the main thing.
Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. The Lady Dogs have just been announced out onto the court as a team to receive their championship plaque. We're going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And we went with a young lady that we talked a lot about just a few moments ago. That we may interrupt this at times when they start handing out the all-turn, but maybe we'll get in before then. Talk about the impact this young lady had.
Well, we've seen her come back from injury, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, guys, Bella Ashlock. In each game, she's played a little more, and she's made a little more impact. And tonight, she hit her crescendo. She led the team in scoring. She probably led the team in rebounds. She affects the game in so many ways, doesn't she, Coach? Her length, steals, rebounds, scoring. She's an unbelievable player, and I'm proud we've got her back.
And she's a smart player, too. Yeah. She really knows the game.
She does. You know, the last game, she only played some in the second quarter. I asked Matt after the game if, you know, she didn't want to play or what. He said, she is hurt. She just really couldn't go anymore. So I'm glad to see her, you know, be able to play as much as she did tonight. Now, Friday night, you know, she may not even play. You know, he may just be going to rest her,
right,
you know, for the next Monday. Because I think, you know, she can set out that one. And
of course, we do know, I started to get off to talking about, we'll be, you know, about the bracket, but finish up talking about Bella first before we talk about that. You know, now this statement I'm fixing to make is true of any of our top six girls, but we don't, you know, you talk about Final Four, you know, sub-state, maybe even a state championship, that kind of thing. None of that takes place without Bella Ashlock. Now, like I just said, you can insert any of those other top six girls' name there, but it takes all of them. And we have been such a tremendously different team since she came back. I noticed that the first night she came back up at Pickett County.
Yeah, she made a big difference. You know, I mean, I'm like you. I think our chances of going deep are greatly enhanced with her. But, I mean, we played 80% of the season without her.
Yep.
So, I mean,
it wasn't a bunch of games.
If it comes to she can't play, I still think we can get the job done, but I'd a whole lot rather have her than not have her.
That is tonight's TDS Top Performer, and it was Bella Ashok, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. They're starting now to hand out all tournament trophies. So we've had Edie Lowe from Pickett County so far. Is that Manor or Bait? That's Manor. Lily really Manor.
From Gordonville.
Freshman Caddy Reeder coming out. Pickett County going to be so good over the next couple years. You've got freshman Emmy Lowe and Caddy Reeder that are both being named to this all-tournament team, and they're going to be around for a while.
Well, Brad told me he had a couple eighth graders next year to make them a whole lot quicker. So they're probably going to be a lot better because of that.
From Red Bull and Springs, Brianna Thompson being named to the all-tournament team. So the girls will be next in action this Friday night from Salina. Well, they'll take on Knowledge Academies, I believe we decided.
Oh, really? I thought it'd be Merle Hyde.
Merle Hyde, that's the bonus. Mm-hmm. Coley Powell being named from Red Bull and Springs. Also, Claire Fleming being named to the all-tournament team from Red Bull and Springs. Yeah, looking at the girls. Zoe Hayes joining the all-tournament team, the senior. First time in her career, I believe, being named to an all-tournament team. A big honor.
Bella
Ashlock, tonight's TDS top performer, being named as an all-tournament team member. Yeah, Merle Hyde, they're the four seed. Sophomore Hallie Buford coming out to receive her all-tournament hardware.
Get four and MVP.
Riley Burchett coming out to receive her all-tournament. So the tournament MVP
is
going to be Abby Head, perhaps. Also Eliza Jenkins, the other starter on the bench.
MVP from Clay County, number 10, Abby.
Junior Abby Head being named the district MVP. A huge honor for her.
You know, with 20 points, she really played good. A little hamper with foul from tonight. Well deserved.
So just to recap those all-tournament team members from Clay County, we have senior Zoe Hayes, sophomore Bella Ashlock, sophomore Hallie Buford, junior Riley Burchett, and the District 7A Tournament MVP, junior Abby Head. Well, folks, we'll be next on our tomorrow night as the Clay County boys and head coach Rob Edwards go after their eighth District 7, well, some of them were District 6. Let me leave the numbers out. They're 8th district title in 10 years. What a run they're having. And that tip-off will be at 7:30. Consolation game prior to that between Red Bull and Springs and Gordonsville. Going to be the third matchup between Clay County and Pickett County. We know what that means when we're talking about boys basketball. Going to be a packed house here tomorrow night. No doubt about it. So come early if you want to see. No doubt, folks. Girls, next coming in action this coming Friday night from Joe Simmons Gym where they play Merle Hyde.
7 o'clock game.
7 o'clock tip, that's right.
Just have one game.
We'll cover all of them. Going to cover all this postseason stuff, Thomas. Thoughts from either one of you guys before we close off?
Well, it's great to have a legend sitting over here and Coach Joe Sims beside us to witness some more history here tonight. You know, Coach Walker last year talked about Clay County kind of coming back, the girls program getting back where it was when Coach Sims had it, and this is one of those steps to get there, Coach.
I'm real happy for them. You know, I'm tickled to death that they've won this thing, and that's one to keep going.
Turned it into hard to call him a young head coach anymore. Sixth year head coach Matt Walker tonight. He picks up what is now his 127th win to 60 losses during his career. So congratulations to him and the Lady Dogs. They're the 2022 District 7A champs. Well, folks, for Joe Sims, Thomas Weaver, and Fletcher Strong, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.